Airline food is so often the butt of jokes, it sounds like the ultimate gag to ask passengers to pay for their meals. But America West is about to do exactly that, sell in-flight meals on select routes. NPR's Janet Babin reports that the company is betting that customers won't mind paying extra for meals so long as they get a good deal on a ticket.
Although they may joke about its quality, some passengers seem to like getting a meal on an airplane. Even if it's just pretzels and a soft drink, travelers have come to depend on a mini snack to break up the monotony of a long trip, made even more arduous by recent security increases. At Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, frequent flyer Emmalou Massa says America West's new buy on board food service plan would stop her from booking a flight with the airline.
And as far as charging you on the plane for eating, I think that's ridiculous. I mean, you pay your fare, it should be included in the fare.
America West spokeswoman Janice Monahan insists that it was customers who came up with the idea. She says the program will also help the airline to cut costs.
We don't have to do an across-the-board ticket increase. We're able to keep our costs low, and only those who want the service are paying for it.
According to the Air Transport Association, in the second quarter of 2002, airlines spent about $589 million on in-flight food service. That number is down significantly from a year ago, in part because airlines are cutting expenses. Options and prices during the three-week trial will vary. On three-hour flights, a snack of cheese, crackers, nuts, and beef jerky will cost $3, while on longer flights, chicken Kiev will be on the menu at $10. Monahan says all passengers will continue to get peanuts and a soft drink included in the ticket price. Harvard Law School professor Michael Levine says America West's decision to cut free food and offer variety for a fee could turn into a service that its competitors don't offer. But the former airline executive says the company must find a successful way to communicate its message to customers so they know what to expect.
Saying we have low fares, we have frequent flights out of Phoenix. We're clean and we're safe and we're cheerful, but if you want to eat, you're going to have to pay for it. At least you can buy food on us where you camped on Southwest. The customers may accept that as a perfectly reasonable value proposition.
Levine says America West is evolving into a low-cost carrier with an edge, offering assigned seats and quicker connections. Earlier this year, the company drastically cut prices on last-minute fares. While Levine believes cuts in amenities are a trend that could catch on for discount airlines, he doesn't expect full-service carriers to gamble with similar cuts.
As long as they have a significant fare differential with respect to the discount airlines, they face the question of what the customer expects for extra money.
Levine says business passengers will continue to demand service for a higher-priced fare on network airlines. America West's Monahan stresses that the buy-on-board program is only a trial. If enough customers complain, the program won't move past the pilot stage. Janet Babin, NPR News, Washington.